Hello, and welcome to episode 28 of Anime and Us Other. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews Anime Us movies. I don't know why I said Anime and Us again, so whatever. We're just going to do this.
Goblin Slayer, Goblin's Crown. Release date, February 1st, 2020.
Alright, stop. We're reviewing Goblin Slayer, Goblin's Crown today. You're just going right into the wiki. You even introduced what we're covering.
Well, I said Goblin Slayer, Goblin's Crown. That's what I said. And you said movie earlier.
Why are we covering Goblin Slayer instead of a Dragon Ball Z movie? What? Instead of a Dragon Ball Z movie like we've been doing?
Just asked to not do a Dragon Ball Z movie.
Why aren't we covering a regular episode?
I upgraded my PC, and I kind of f***ed it. So it took a little bit of troubleshooting to fix, and it's not really fixed all the way yet, but it's worked.
So we had to take an extra couple of weeks to get ready, so we have a movie here today.
Yes. By the way, everything's overclocked on it. But the GPU, because it's bottlenecked a bit, so there's no point. So, but, like, this is the first real stress test.
Oh.
I mean, to be fair, I've done, like, benchmarks and stuff, and for, like, an hour or two, but I haven't, like, played a game on it or done this yet, so, like, I'm kind of surprised it doesn't crash. Because, like, the CPU's being overclocked, and while we were in the process of figuring out the right voltage and the right speeds and all that, it was crashing a lot.
Oh.
But I think we're good now.
Well, Audacity doesn't take a lot of memory or anything to run, so... I mean, if you're...
It's working.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was crashing without doing anything before.
Oh, okay. It was really broken. Okay.
Well, it wasn't really broken. We were just figuring out the voltage for the overclocking and the overclock. But it seems to be working fine. Fairly quiet, considering that it's got a giant GPU on it now. And half the case is off.
Well, we're covering a Goblin Slayer movie because a new one came out. And honestly, we're...
Sort of, 2 years ago.
And we've been covering a bunch of Dragon Ball Z movies. We stopped doing Lupin movies, and it was just time for a little bit something different.
It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're covering Goblin Slayer.
February 1st, 2020, and honestly, I'm sure there's a proper wiki for it, but I don't. So first things first, the movie's like an hour and a half, and the first 40-ish minutes of it is a recap of the anime.
Yeah, and I thought it was going to be an all recap. I was like, this better get to story soon, or I'm turning this off.
And it did not get to it soon.
Like... I was like, this better wrap up. I seen the show. Why am I recapping this? This is literally a recap and then...
It's jumping the shark.
Yeah. It's a recap and then it...
From, it's not like it's fresh animation.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's a recap from, what's her name's, the priestess's...
Point of view.
And then it's an hour of an extended episode.
I think less than... I'm not really sure.
I don't know.
I to be honest, it was kind of tough to watch. And I like Goblin Slayer. But it was kind of tough to watch. So, like... My gist of it is there's this girl that
Noble's
has a lost
daughter.
Sword that the goblins have and wants back.
Well,
I don't know if there's any more to it, but that's what I got out of it.
No,
and they go and they get the sword back.
The premise is a noble's daughter is a fresh adventurer, and she takes a group of adventurers to this town to take care of the problem.
Oh, yes.
They come across a bunch of goblins, and they have a plan to take out the goblins. It goes awry because they underestimated the goblins because now, of course, because it's Goblin Slayer, they have to come up with new goblin problems. So it's now it's a goblin paladin. So this is why having one bad guy, one species of bad guy, is a problem.
Well, only if they're like pigeonholed and they're like, I'm a goblin. But like, you can have a species like humans that are multifaceted. Like, you got your wizard, you got your, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
And they kind of try to do that. But the difference is like, everything that's not a normal goblin is essentially, like, the leader.
Yeah.
So there's only one of them.
Yeah. So it's just one goblin that they have to eventually take care of, surrounded by a swarm of goblins. What they really need to do is start branching out into other things. I know he's obsessed with goblins, but
it's probably what happened later on in the manga, like, at some point.
Well, I hope the goblins start teaming up with other villains and stuff, because this is
getting... That would be cool.
Because this is starting to get boring. I'm not going to lie. Because it's the same thing over and over again. The goblins...
I wouldn't say... That's not getting boring. What's getting boring for me is the movie. The movie was not very good. Almost a trash.
Well, it's just an episode of Goblin Slayer.
After like 45 minutes.
Well, if you cut...
I skipped through it. I'm like, oh, still recap.
If you cut that out, then you just got an extended episode of a Goblin Slayer episode.
But for the purposes of review... You jumped the shark and it was a shitty thing to do.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, losing that recap's going to lose it points, without a doubt. But judging just the movie that we watched, there's no point in reviewing the recap because...
It's a recap.
It's a recap, and we already covered Goblin Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
So, It's like, that's nothing. But, like, the going, and for them, essentially, they have to go and find out what happened to these people. They find out everyone else is dead except for the girl who was branded and assumedly raped because she's nude and that's what goblins do.
Apparently.
And then...
So, wait, so do goblins rape the humans and then force them to have babies? Or is it just a pleasure thing?
I think it's a pleasure thing.
How crazy would it be if there was, like, a mule version of goblins and humans?
But I think it's... and this is just me applying science to a fantasy world, but... You know, you can't have a horse mate with a fish. You know, they wouldn't produce...
But they're close enough. They got the same parts in the same areas.
But they can have sex, but they would never produce a child.
But that same parts are the same areas. They're humanoid. My point is, like, maybe they can make a mule.
But
a liger.
My point is, I think the genes are too far.
Too far apart. I get that. But I'm saying is that, like, sure, they're green and they're small, but, like, they're still humanoid. They still very much look like people.
I guess it would be possible...
Maybe with one of the higher ranking ones that they make.
Maybe, but only because now that I'm thinking about it, there are half orcs in fantasy world.
There you go.
So I guess it would be, but like I'm thinking lower level monsters like goblins just don't seem to have.
I want
to
see hordes of village girls raped and in like pens at their goblin lair, just like feeding them, stuffing them like a turkey until the babies pop out. That'd be a good episode of Goblin Slayer.
Are there female goblins?
There has to be some of the babies. Unless, you know what? You know how, like, orcs are made in, like, Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Could be like that.
Yeah, now we're getting into goblin...
Deep lore in Goblin Slayer, which is something that doesn't really have lore.
Yeah.
Like, it's there on the outskirts, but it's like a side story in a main story.
As you can tell, we're adding our own questions.
I don't remember much of the movie, unfortunately. It was very boring and, like, didn't care.
The movie, like, honestly, half the movie is... the missing girls flashbacks, essentially showing us her group that no one cares about. We don't watch Goblin Slayer for this other group, and then
and like it takes what Demon Slayer does poorly to the next level. Because in Demon Slayer, what it does poorly is they introduce a bad guy, and then right before the main character kills the bad guy, they give you the backstory. This is even worse than that. Those characters are already dead, and they're giving you backstory for dead characters. Who gives a f***?
I don't think we covered Demon Slayer.
No, but, like, that's my issue with Demon Slayer.
But the closest that I can come up with this is that Junie Ito one that we covered, that Battle Royal one, where they would give you the backstory just before they get killed off and everything. So that's the closest one that I can come up with. Yeah, but it's bad. The girl gets captured by Brandit and stuff, but she wants revenge on the goblin, so she goes with the Goblin Slayer's group because they get her lost sword back, and, of course... She's a liability along the way because they have to impact.
But she has lightning.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. So they have to penetrate. The problem with this one is they have to penetrate a fortress because the goblins have taken over a fortress. But we get a little bit of lore here because the way they infiltrate the fortress is they put all their female characters in a cage and pretend to be evil priestesses of a different race.
And Goblin Slayer throughout the whole, like, 30, 40 minutes or whatever how long it is. It's like trying to pawn these rings off on all these people.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this will help with the cold weather and the chills and how hard it is to breathe out here. You should really put this on before I do what I'm going to do later.
Yeah. Never tells him the plan.
I mean, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's just him. He's kind of...
It's funny in a way that's not supposed to be funny.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's supposed to be, like, he's clever and tactful and just doesn't tell people what he does. But it's, like, ironically dumb funny.
But it's also convenient because all his plot plans are...
Always.
Yeah, it's just very convenient. He has everything planned out from the start. And it's like, okay.
I mean, that's kind of fine. He's a master tactician for goblins. But, like, whatever. He only do that so many times.
He planned an avalanche. Before they even escaped the fortress.
Probably before he even knew she had f***ing lightning powers.
Yes.
To cause the avalanche.
You're right. So yeah, they go through. Apparently the goblins are making weapons now. So they figured out how to smelt. That's why they're at the fortress smelt and stuff. So goblins say, oh, they're getting more intelligent and stuff like that. So that's a plot point for the next season.
Probably.
And essentially the girl gets... freaks out because of the thing on her brand, and they get caught, and then it's a giant fight scene from then on out.
Yeah, just a continuous fight scene with many flashbacks.
Yes. And, you know, so they kill a bunch of goblins, they cause an avalanche, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it. He gets the sword back, gives it to the girl.
Yeah, oh yeah, he also, success. Because the goblin paladin, there's a, like, they worship this, and they don't worship the goblin's god in this one, they worship, like, an evil moon goddess or something like that, and then, then, you know, he has her sword, the goblin paladin, and I guess he can heal, too. The Goblin Paladin.
Yes. Well, Paladin.
Yeah, that's why I said he did. That's it. And they saved the day.
Oh, so in the show, did Goblin Slayer, like, continuously break his weapons over and over
again? Yes.
Okay, couldn't quite remember that. And it was in the show happening. I'm like, it just feels odd.
Yeah, he always breaks his weapons, uses up his, like, most powerful spells for goblins, and they always make it, like, why are you wasting that on a goblin?
The mini goblins. Like, you say that for the bigger guy later on. Like, it's the beginning of the day. You got lots of fighting to do.
But yeah, that's why he always breaks his weapon. And then they take the girl to their hometown, and they celebrate, and it's the end.
Yeah. It wasn't very good, but I don't know. 5? I didn't enjoy it. But I guess 5 is middle, right?
It's a middle.
10's amazing, 1 is terrible. This is more of a 4 or 3 then.
Yeah, I was about to say, the recap really holds it down from being an average movie.
Oh, yeah.
So it's definitely, like,
if it was just that, I'd probably be more interested. After, like, spending 15 minutes skipping through it.
Yeah, so, like, if it was just that, I would probably agree with a 5, but I think it's actually more along the lines of a 3, honestly. It's not a great movie. It's
unfortunate. I really liked Goblin Slayer.
Yeah. But, you know,
I was expecting it to be good.
Watching it, it reminded me of the bad things that I don't like about Goblin Slayer.
Oh, sure.
Like, the bad dialogue and stuff. Yes. So,
characters are so one-dimensional.
Yes. So, there's a cool premise here. It's just, it's kind of shallow.
Mm.
But,
all right.
Yeah, that's Goblin Slayer.
Next episode?
Hold on. That was Goblin Slayer. What's the title? Crown of the King or something?
Goblin's Crown?
Goblin's Crown. Yeah, that was that movie. And then, next episode, we're going to be going back to the main show, where we're recovering Helsing.
Helsing.
The original, not
Ultimate.
Not Ultimate. Until then.
See ya.
Bye.